Although Catherine conquered or annexed the region's finest farmlands, peasants as usual benefited little. The captured territory was either kept by the state itself or doled out to a few favored nobles. The same was true after Alexander I acquired Finland and Georgia, and after Nicholas I made further conquests in the Caucasus and in Central Asia. The peasants were still stuck trying to eke out a living on very poor land. As serfs, they could be sold, sent into the army, or sent to Siberia as their masters willed. Even the rough-and-tumble Cossacks were finding their place in Tsarist society as the elite enforcers of imperial will. 3. Rule of law. The Enlightenment fought Russia, and the Enlightenment lost. Catherine's Nakaz of 1767 was an honorable effort to bring the rule of law to Russia, but the war with Turkey which followed helped Catherine establish her true priorities. Alexander flirted with giving the Poles and the Finns separate constitutions, but this did not make the Poles or the Finns any easier to get along with. It did, however, gravely offend the public-spirited young Russians who had fought on Russia's behalf during the Napoleonic Wars.